Thanks for listening to Nevada Talk Network, the one place where Nevada comes to talk. Some programming broadcast on the Nevada Talk Network is pre-recorded in whole or in part for later playback by electronic transcription. Your feedback is always welcome by emailing nevadatalknet@gmail.com or at facebook.com/nevadatalknetwork. Thanks for listening to this radio station, the one place where Nevada comes to talk.
There is good news. We will recover. We will thrive if we act now. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. I'm not a professional politician. I'm a 20-year military veteran and a successful business owner. I know how to balance a budget, secure a border, and help President Trump revive our economy. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. Join SamPetersForCongress.com. Remember, Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
You're a lying, dog-faced pony soldier.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media.
Look at you them. You are fake news.
A lot of fake media.
Listen up!
NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Oh, a microphone. And a phony at the mic.
Great to have you with us. Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local now for a Wednesday. That means that coming up in just about an hour, Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. He has been a writing fool over the course of the last 6-8 weeks. Almost daily coming out with something really juicy. He'll join us coming up just after 10 o'clock. But joining us now is our friend Mark Lauder, the Strategic Communications Director for the Trump 2020 reelect campaign. And he joins us from beautiful Indiana. Where in Indiana are you today?
Indianapolis, which is where I lived before moving to Washington, D.C. with my family. And I thought I'd get out, see some family for a couple of days since Virginia and the district is still pretty much locked down, and Indiana is starting to actually emerge and come back out.
So what are the restrictions now in Indiana?
Pretty much everything is reopened except for restaurants. That happens on Monday at 50% capacity, and they opened up the mall on Monday, and there was lines of people to get in, couldn't get a tea time. So you start to see people slowly emerging again. Coming out, which is a great sign.
Well, you've taken to the road. So has the president. He was out in Phoenix yesterday at Honeywell. What was that all about?
Well, the president was highlighting the fact that, you know, Honeywell has moved and opened two production facilities, one in Phoenix, one in Rhode Island, each going to employ about 500 people, making N95 masks. And it's good to see manufacturing, especially of critical supplies, coming back to America, especially when we need it here. And we can't rely on the people in other countries to be getting us our supplies. So that was a great opportunity to highlight what's going on with Honeywell again in Rhode Island.
One of the things that the president was talking about at one of his press avails a couple of days ago was the fact that he went to meetings, teleconference, obviously, with all 50 governors. And at the end of the call, he said, is there anybody that needs anything that we have not delivered yet? And not one governor spoke up. And I guess my question is, do the governors have any... Do they have any call here to demand that the president start ponying up stuff that he hasn't already delivered on?
Well, it looks like when you hear it, it's like they're getting what they need. And there's another call today with some of the governors. The president's going to be meeting at the White House with the governor of Iowa. But by and large, the governors are getting what they need. And we have got to remember something here. Despite what the mainstream media would love. Like what we're seeing now, or whether it's from a tornado or from an earthquake or from a hurricane. The local people on the ground, the local officials are the ones that do the actual work. It's managed by the state, and the federal government comes in to help out when you get overwhelmed. So we are there to be a partner. We don't take the lead. And you see some Democrat governors that are out there going, you know, we need the government to come in and give us all this stuff and do this and do that. It's never been our role before. It's always been our role to support local efforts, and I think now everyone's getting it, and everyone is getting things as it should be managed, and they're getting the supplies they need.
I want to ask you, because this is coming up more and more, we've heard it on cable news the last couple of nights, and that is this whole issue of, is it worth losing 233,000 deaths, losing lives, versus 18 million jobs. I'm not sure if that's a debate we want to start having in this country, but the value of life, obviously, is the question. What do you think, and how should the president couch this over the course of the next 6 months?
Well, I don't think it's a fair question, because I think we can do both, and that's the answer, is that it's not an either-or, it is a we must learn to do both. And we do both all the time. And I'm not making a comparison with this virus with the flu, but we deal with the flu, which is deadly and kills tens of thousands of Americans every year, and we have an open economy. We deal with other kinds of infections and other kinds of public health crises while at the same time continuing to live our lives and do our work. So we can figure out what the new normal is. To do it. This country has built to work. It's built to be active and be free. And we can learn to, whether it's social distancing, increasing hygiene, obviously until the vaccines come out, we can learn to have an open, free, and productive economy and society and protect ourselves, and particularly those who are most vulnerable from the disease.
Again, Mark Lauder joining us, Strategic Communications Director for the Trump 2020 reelect, talking about reopening America. We are on the verge right now of reopening Nevada, possibly as early as May 15th. Other states, is the president going to be supportive? Because some of these states that want to reopen have not fulfilled the 14-day continuum, as I call it. Will the president still support these governors who want to reopen maybe a tad early?
I think he has left that in there in the hands of the governor.
Okay. I'll tell you what.
Responsibly. And
go ahead. I'm sorry. You were cutting out.
Yeah, he wants us to do. Yeah, it's been pretty bad. He wants to do it responsibly. And so we'll leave it to each of the governors. If a governor does something that is completely out of line, then I'm sure the president will. But there's some gray area in there, and he will leave that line.
Let me just ask you, and I'm gonna leave you on this note. The president went to Honeywell yesterday. Will he be back out on the road soon? And how soon do you think it would be before we can start having a modified CAG rally?
Well, he will be back out on the road. I've heard they're already starting to announce plans for some travel next week. With the rallies, that is probably still a little bit a ways, just because we do anything small. And as we have seen in the past, whenever we do a rally, we usually get 5 to 6 times the number of people signing up for the event than the venue will actually hold. So trying to keep people 6 feet away from each other might be difficult at a CAG rally, but we'll figure it out. And I know they will be back. It's just a question of when. I would anticipate sometime later, late summer, later this summer, will be the next time we'd be able to get one out there.
Mark Lauder, always good to visit with you. Hopefully we'll have a better cell line to Indiana next time around. Thanks so much, man. I really appreciate it, and be safe out there.
Thank you. Look forward to talking to you again, Kevin.
Mark Lauder, Strategic Communications Director for the Trump 2020 reelect. As we mentioned, the president was in Phoenix yesterday. One of the things that he did, he did a sit-down with David Muir, the anchor of ABC News Tonight or whatever, their nightly news. And the question was asked by David Muir, which is, I think, a legitimate question. And that is, are you prepared to lose lives in reopening the economy? This was that exchange from David Muir and the president.
One of the things I talked to the president about were the comments from Dr. Anthony Fauci in the last 24 hours, his very cautious words about moving forward too quickly in reopening the country. Here's the exchange just moments ago. I want to ask you about what Dr. Fauci said last night about the reopening of the country. He said it's the balance of something that's a very difficult choice. How many deaths and how much suffering are you willing to accept to get back where you want to be? Do you see it that way? Do you believe that's the reality we're facing, that lives will be lost to reopen the country?
It's possible there will be some, because you won't be locked into an apartment or a house or whatever it is. But at the same time, we're going to practice social distancing. We're going to be washing hands. We're going to be doing a lot of the things that we've learned to do over the last period of time. And we have to get our country back. You know, people are dying the other way, too. When you look at what's happened with drugs, it goes up. When you look at suicides, I mean, take a look at what's going on. People are losing their jobs. We have to bring it back, and that's what we're doing.
There you have it, the President of the United States with David Muir from ABC News. Now, one of the questions that I think governors across the country are looking at, and that is this whole notion of, should we reopen now? Should we wait another couple of 3 weeks? Should we wait till June 1, June 15, and be even doubly sure, which may save lives? It might well save lives. We'll let you hear what one governor is saying about that, the pressure of reopening, and do you listen to the public pressure? For instance, Mike DeWine of Ohio, when they said everybody, all customers must wear masks, they had that rule on the books for about one day in Ohio, and then the governor withstood the pressure and finally said, I'm going to give in. We're going to rescind that regulation. Do you listen to the public, or do you listen to your gut? That is essentially what faces every governor, including Governor Sisolak. We'll get to that and more coming up, live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
For years now, you've heard me talking about Real Water. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to Real Water. There's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me. You will taste and feel this difference.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
You say, why did Wyatt use that piece of bump music to get us into this segment? It has nothing to do with the Cuomo brothers. It doesn't, trust me. But what does it have to do with Wyatt Cox?
What? She passed away. She had a stroke at the age of 70. Where is it? I have it there. 73.
And that means that when she recorded that song, and it was a big hit, it was a number one hit.
1965, she was 17.
Wow. Isn't that amazing? And was she a one-hit wonder? Because I don't recall much
she had, else. That basically was it. She did lots of music, but that was her big one.
And she passes away at the age of 90, or no, 70.
What was it? 73.
73.
And
wow.
And she, you know, that song keeps popping up and popping up. Rush used it for one of his theme songs for years, and it was featured in the 2012 Olympic ceremony in London.
Wow. After all those years. That's incredible. So there you go. Another one bites the dust. And at the tender age of 75. Kind of sad. Anyway, I promise you,
we're
I'll let
creeping
you hear.
Up on that.
Speak for yourself. There is a lot of pressure on governors, Democrats, Republicans, doesn't matter. The people are demanding that our economy be reopened. And I want you to hear from Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, of all places. He did an interview with his brother Chris, and this obviously on CNN. that he won't be pressured into reopening the state of New York. Here it is.
I think overwhelmingly people understand the reality. They see the death numbers, and death is the one thing, Chris, you can't explain that away, right? People die. And those numbers are going to be undeniable. So all we're saying is let's do it intelligently. Phase it with numerical indicators. Let's watch it. Let's see how it goes. We don't have to make the mistake the other countries made where you go from closed to open. There's an intelligent calibration that can be done by watching the data and then calibrating your actions. And that's what we're going to do here.
But with every day that people reopen and the people in New York start to see that, there'll be more pressure and the calculation of, well, when is enough of a decrease enough? And you say you have a plan. Everybody has a plan. At the end of the day, all of the plans wind up revealing some kind of exposure. What makes your plan any better than any other plan?
Well, I don't. Yes, everybody has a plan. That's true. We've studied all the plans in this country. We've studied all the plans internationally, actually. And I think we have a very good model of data points that we are studying, that we track now every day. And our reopening is phased and calibrated to that. We do need more testing, and that is an open issue. And you just heard the president say he thinks it's going to go well. But every state will say, as you pointed out, they're not there yet. They have to come up to scale. You then have to put tracing in place, which is an enormous undertaking that's never been done before. That has to be put in place to gauge the reopening. You can't really phase this and calibrate it without testing and tracing. So we're preparing for a reopening. We have about another week before we could open some regions of the state, and we do see regional variations across the state, so we're responding to those because there are different facts upstate than downstate. So we're responding to those, but we're not going to be pressured into it. It's not a question of emotion. I'm tired of staying home. I'm worried. I'm anxious. Yes, everybody's worried and everybody's anxious. That is not a substitute for logic and intelligence, right? And government is not supposed to make policy by political pressure. And if that's what's happening, people shouldn't be a policymaker in government. And it shouldn't be because emotion has brought us to this point. Let fact and data and science bring us to this point.
That's the governor of the state of New York, Andrew Cuomo, on with his brother, Chris. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. You could even do it today. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and $529 for a family. That's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or check it out on your smartphone right now, libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Coming up, more from the Cuomo brothers. And Tucker Carlson has some thoughts on the hypocrisy of the Cuomo brothers. We'll get to that coming up in a minute. I'm Kevin Wall, the program Live and Local Now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
What does it mean to be an American? Just what are our American values? Working hard to succeed, loving God, country, and family, being honest, strong, and compassionate.
Supporting our Constitution and recognizing that we are blessed to be living in America, the greatest country in the world.
Our Bill of Rights protects us, our freedoms of worship, speech, and privacy, our right to own firearms, our right to trial by jury,
our right to be free, to live our own lives without some bureaucrat telling us what to do. Most countries don't have these rights.
Want to know more? It's all there in the book. Get your own free book, The U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. Then read it again, and this time share it with your friends. Our great Constitution is the basis of all of our freedoms, our inalienable rights. Get your own copy at freeusbook.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump has denied it, and now Secretary of State Mike Pompeo also says that the U.S. government was not at all involved in an apparent attempted coup in Venezuela, which led to the capture of two Americans. Speaking at the State Department, Pompeo says the department is not prepared to share further information on who bankrolled the attempted coup, and he said they will start the investigation process and use every tool available to get the two Americans back if, in fact, they have been captured. New York City's Mayor Bill de Blasio says the city will create 10 working groups called sector advisory councils to help develop a blueprint for restarting the economy. And one of the groups will be comprised of small business owners.
We need them because they're so much of what makes New York City great. We need them because it's actually where a huge percentage of employment is in this city.
USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
One Xfinity Series newcomer is showing well in the virtual world. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Today, Midday.
Do you have a car, truck, boat, or other vehicle that's seen better days, but you're not sure what to do with it? Turn your clunker into a chunk of change in support of children's healthcare initiatives when you donate it to the NASCAR Foundation. It's simple and free. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to have your vehicle towed and auctioned off. You get a tax deduction, and the NASCAR Foundation gets the proceeds. Put your vehicle to good use for the kids by donating it today. Call 844-NASCAR-9 today. That's 844-NASCAR-9.
Our easy top 10 car.
Before you dive into the race weekend, get up to speed with MRN Out Loud.
That is what makes an extraordinary team.
I'm Woody Kane, inviting you to join me every Thursday as we talk to NASCAR drivers and crew chiefs about the coming weekend's race.
There's a lot that we've been working on.
And let you know when and where to hear MRN's coverage from the track.
It's one of the older race surfaces we go to.
Gear up for the race when you catch MRN Out Loud, streaming every Thursday at MRN.com or wherever great podcasts are found.
Anthony Alfredo is still new to NASCAR's National Series, running 13 Gander RV and Outdoor Truck Series races last year, and he made his Xfinity Series debut in February in California for Richard Childress Racing. Alfredo, however, has been running well in NASCAR's Saturday Night Thunder Series, winning last week's race at Dover in events for non-Cup Series drivers. Gaming, however, is nothing new to the 21-year-old Ridgefield, Connecticut native.
I discovered iRacing when I got into racing because the esports industry and gaming in general is something that I've always been pretty passionate about. So where those two worlds collide is through sim racing.
See more on Alfredo now at MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Today Midday on the Motor Racing Network.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet at gmail.com or call 775-293-1875. Rockin' night, burning out the fuse all day long.
One of the things that bothers me, especially with the fake news media, you see this with politicians on the left as well, the hypocrisy that you see every day. And Tucker Carlson did maybe as good a job as I think it was really good. And he pointed out the hypocrisy, not just of one Cuomo, but of two Cuomos. Obviously, Chris Cuomo, the news anchor for CNN, and Andrew Cuomo, the governor of the great state of New York. Listen to Tucker Carlson last night. He was borderline brilliant.
Last month, the CNN anchor drove to a piece of property he owns in the Hamptons, where apparently he's building a new weekend house. At the time, Cuomo was infected with the coronavirus and suffering from symptoms. He was supposed to be quarantined in total isolation in his basement full time. That's where he told his television audience he was. Night after night, Cuomo put on shows that revolved around his struggles with the illness and his virtuous, even selfless efforts to prevent others from getting infected with it. Given all the publicity he was generating for being sick, at least one Hamptons resident was shocked to see him out and about and confronted Cuomo about it. Cuomo responded by calling the man a, quote, jackass loser. The man's real name is David Whalen, and we invited him on the show to hear his story.
I just said, don't you have the coronavirus? Shouldn't you be quarantined? And I think his next words were, what the hell do you know about this? What do you know about the rules? I said, you're not supposed to be out here. Nobody had gloves on. Nobody had masks on.
Oh, did you hear that detail? No gloves, no mask. An infected man circulating among an unsuspecting population. When you watch television, you imagine Chris Cuomo is a responsible journalist. That's how he often describes himself. In fact, he's Typhoid Mary. And there's a vast gap between those two personas. For the average person, hypocrisy is the most embarrassing thing of all. Getting caught the way Chris Cuomo did would spur an existential crisis in most people. You might decide to devote the rest of your life to personal humility in response. You might move to Paraguay in shame and never speak in public again. But not Chris Cuomo. He didn't look back. He blamed the other guy and kept going. Cuomo was right there on television just last night, haranguing people for doing precisely what he did.
But there's also feel. Fatigue. I've had it. Season's changing. It's getting warm. Want to get back to it. Look at these fools. Fools. I know they want to be out there. Fools. It's not about you. What about the other people? And look, I'm not going to castigate you. That's not my job. I'm not your daddy.
Fools. It's not about you, says the buff CNN anchor. Because if there's one thing in this world that Chris Cuomo just can't stand, it's narcissism. He hates it. It doesn't seem to occur to Chris Cuomo for a moment that he may be actually describing himself. It never occurs to any of these people. It's never one time occurred to Chris Cuomo's brother, the governor of New York. Andrew Cuomo just gave a pungent press briefing, as he so often does. Maybe you saw it. If not, watch this clip and tell us what you notice.
I think it's disrespectful of people not to wear masks. I mean, think about it. Do I think local government should be enforcing it? And should there be sanctions? Yes. Yes. Because it is a public health emergency. And I think there should be a penalty. Because you could literally kill someone. You could literally kill someone because you didn't want to wear a mask.
Hear that, Dumbo? You hard of hearing? Listen up. It's disrespectful. You could literally kill someone by not wearing a mask. Says the man not wearing a mask, who happens to be sitting next to other people who are not wearing masks. Do they hear themselves when they talk like this? On some level they do. They know they're hypocritical frauds, and that's exactly why they lecture you so hysterically. It makes them feel better. They probably suspect you know it too. It's just so obvious. They simply don't care enough about your opinion to bother with what you think.
That's Tucker Carlson from Fox News Channel last night. And it points up something that I think, and I've never said this on the show, so this will be a first. You know what I think is happening out there? Why we have people marching in the streets? Why we have Wayne and his folks driving down Las Vegas Boulevard by the thousands? I think this whole pandemic and the aftermath essentially rubs people the wrong way. They don't want to be told what to do. They don't want to be ordered around like a bunch of flunkies. And that this is more about personal freedom. You must wear a mask. Now, I don't have to wear a mask, but you have to wear a mask. People are fed up with the hypocrisy, the ordering people around like they're better than we are. And of course, they know better. Of course they do. They know better than we do.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
People like Joe Biden. There's a great example. And I think what you're seeing now, the pressure that you're seeing on governors to reverse things like you have to wear a mask inside a business. Now, it's one thing for the business to say, we're not going to admit you if you don't have a mask. I get that. And if they're willing to give up that business, then so be it. That's fine. But my point is that I think what we're seeing now is not anything having to do with health or public safety. I think this is personal freedom that we're talking about. We're talking about personal freedom. Anyway, coming up, the blue state bailout. You okay with it? The president is not going to do it. The president says it's just not going to happen. He says that there's going to be no next stimulus bill there will be no bailout bill with a blue state bailout, essentially rewarding folks that were incompetent, that have unfunded mandates for their retirement plans, who instead of going to a 401k, they're going to defined benefits where you retire and you get 2/3 of your regular wage. So if you made $100,000, you end up getting what? $75,000-$80,000 every month for the rest of your life? Yeah. Well, no, not every month, but every year. That's what we are faced with. And the president has talked about the blue state bailout. Andrew Cuomo, though, the governor of New York, has fought back. Yeah, he has fought back. We'll let you hear from the governor one more time. Mainly because we don't hear from our governor all that much, do we? Steve Sisolak? Nah, I think his people, his handlers, realize he's not very good doing it. Andrew Cuomo is really good doing it, and so we hear from him every day. Anyway, stick around. We'll get to that. The blue state bailout, good or bad? We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook. And its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates from the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For over 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, and Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you're listening to KNNT 98.5 FM. In Hawthorne, Nevada, you're hearing us on KAVB 98.7 FM. In Fallon, you're listening to KNVR 102.5 FM. In the Amargosa Valley, you're hearing us over KPKK 101.1 FM. And in Pahrump, you're listening to us on KPVM Television, channel 25.6. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I really want to care. I want to feel something. Let me dig a little deeper.
No, sorry. Nothing.
You know, in these troubled times, we all need to prepare for the unexpected. That's why I recently called my Castle Insurance Group representative to do a full review of my insurance. Now, in an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered, but I also wanted to make sure that I was getting the most bang for the buck. I spent all of about, 10 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent. And the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. And in these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in their pocket? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers. These people are brokers. They don't work for the big insurance companies. They're insurance brokers like Progressive and Nationwide and Safeco and Travelers, Hartford, ASI. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance while actually improving coverage? Then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. The number again, and again, wherever you live in the rurals, not a problem. Call them right now, 702-714-1060. All it'll cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060. They are waiting for your call right now. Did you hear about this one? A Dallas salon owner will spend a week in jail after she was found in contempt of court earlier this week for violating an order to close her salon during the coronavirus pandemic. In addition, Shelley Luther was fined $7,000 for continuing to operate her business, Salon a la Mode, in violation of a judge's temporary restraining order issued against the business. Now, I'm going to tell you something. These people who think they know more than we do, you know, if somebody wanted to go to this salon, but they felt a little bit squeamish that they might become infected by doing so, they can stay home. They don't have to venture out. They can stay home for Nevada, for Texas, for Maine, for Missouri. They can do that. When are we going to let the people of America make the decision for themselves? And, you know, there's that aching question that is out there, and I've seen it now. In fact, we brought it up. Gosh, we brought it up a week ago, 2 weeks ago. But we're just now starting to hear it. Is there a death number that is okay? For instance, if we lose another 100,000 between now and September 1st, let's say, if we lose 100,000 people in order to be free, is that acceptable? Think about that for a minute. Is that acceptable? I don't pretend to have the answer. I think everybody's going to come up with a different answer. But I think that, it is not a binary choice. And I think Mark Lauder said it best earlier in the hour. It's not a binary choice. You leave your house, you get your hair cut, you get your nails done, you get a massage, you go out and have dinner with your family, dine in. That's not a binary choice. You know, you go out and you do these things and you die, or you stay at home and you live. I'm not sure that it is a binary choice. Dr. Anthony Fauci talked about that yesterday. But it's, you know, it's something we do have to look at. And maybe we need to have a national dialogue. That even though we may lose 100,000 people, many of them elderly, that may be a bargain that we want to strike. I want to turn your attention to some news that has absolutely nothing to do with the coronavirus. And I'm going to be honest with you. I think there are a lot of you that need a diversion, whether it's wrestling on TV, whether it's NASCAR coming up on June 15th. I'm sorry, May 15th. Yeah, May 15th. And by the way, that race will be aired right here on these Nevada Talk Network stations. Do we have airtime on that one for Darlington?
I believe it is either 10:30 or 11:30 on the 17th.
Okay, excellent. This is going to be so cool getting stuff back. But I think people need a little bit of a diversion. How about a full scale investigation of James Comey, Andrew McCabe, and others in our deep state seeking a bloodless coup d'etat within the U.S. government? Lindsey Graham last night was on with Martha McCallum on Fox News Channel. This is Cut 6. And he says expect tough investigations of James Comey and others.
I want to ask you about John Durham's investigation, because mm-hmm. besides the virus, I know it's on a lot of people's minds, especially yeah. given what we learned about some of the communications in the General Flynn case. Mm-hmm. You know, there is, you know, some suggestion that John Durham was surprised to learn, this is from a source in reporting, that there were no whistleblowers at the FBI who came forward during this whole period. What do you say to that, Senator?
If you're in the FBI and you were working during this period of time and you saw things that bothered you, please speak up. It was a pretty intimidating seventh floor being in the FBI. So Durham's going to look at criminality, whether somebody broke the law in the name of enforcing the law, whether they had a political bias and took the law in their own hands. As Judiciary Chairman, I'm going to try to explain to the country, have a public accounting of Crossfire Hurricane. I think Crossfire Hurricane was one of the most unethical, sloppy, ill-conceived, and dangerous operations in the history of the FBI and the Department of Justice. It wasn't about protecting the Trump campaign. It was about trying to undermine it. And my goal is to have a public accounting laid out for the entire country and the world to see. And after Durham,
so you are going to have Jim Comey.
You got it.
You're going to have Jim Comey and Andrew McCabe before the Senate Judiciary Committee. And when is that going to happen?
Probably in the summer. I'm going to do my homework first. I'm going to talk to people at the lower levels, and I want to ask Comey and McCabe how they continue to get warrants against Carter Page after January 2017. So bottom line is we're going to make them come and tell the story and ask them hard questions.
I love that idea. The number one question I get in social media prior to coronavirus was, when is somebody finally going to go to jail on the other side? You know, we've jailed Paul Manafort and others, and you know, we're threatening to jail you know, countless others on the right. George Papadopoulos did his 14 days? But everybody asked me, when is somebody finally going to go to jail on the left? The folks that sought a bloodless coup d'etat. I think we are getting to that point, and I'm thinking that maybe by the end of summer, we will get to that point. That when the John Durham report is released, we will have, in fact, we understand that the Attorney General is plussing up his ranks and adding more prosecutors who can do the influx of maybe indictments, federal warrants. I mean, I'm just telling you, people who have been asking, those of you that have been asking me, and I don't get tired of the question, I'm just saying, I get this a lot. When is somebody ever going to go to jail? And I think we're getting to the point now. Yeah. No. I think we're getting to that point. Once the Durham report is released, if there are charges to be brought, there will be trials. There may well be guilty pleas. But James Comey's been out there hawking books for what? A year? A lot of people saying, why isn't he going to jail? We may get the answer to that very, very, very shortly. Coming up, Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, will join us. Also, Megan Barth. And Dan Schwartz, our buddy, former Nevada state treasurer. He knows more about money than probably anybody I know of. He's running for Congress in CD3. It has been a nasty, nasty campaign so far. A lot of tough TV ads, and I'm sure you've probably seen them even where you're living. Dan Schwartz will join us coming up after 11 o'clock. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now.